Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, the 1st of August, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. UN experts have declared their readiness to help investigate an explosion at a prison camp in Olenivka in eastern Ukraine after an apparent missile strike on Friday killed dozens of Ukrainian prisoners. According to Reuters, Moscow has invited experts from the UN and the International Committee of the Red Cross to investigate the deaths of the prisoners of war in the Olenivka camp. Ukraine and Russia have traded accusations over responsibility for the incident. Ukraine's armed forces said that Russian artillery had targeted the prison camp to cover up evidence of mistreatment. The mayor of Kyiv, Vitaly Klitschko, was awarded the title of honorary citizen of the capital city of Warsaw during a special ceremonial session of the Warsaw City Council yesterday. In a video message to the council, Klitschko promised that Ukraine will never forget the help from Poland in the current situation of Russian aggression, as Ukraine fights for our freedom, for the right to live in a democratic, free country. Klitschko's brother, Volodymyr Klitschko, received the award on his behalf, using the moment to tell 95-year-old Warsaw Uprising participant Wanda Traczyk-Stawska that she was his hero. Traczyk-Stawska assured Klitschko that Poles sympathize with Ukraine's plight and support Ukraine wholeheartedly. Remembering the lonely Warsaw, fighting in 1944, she explained, "We think about what is happening in Ukraine, and we call to give them weapons as soon as possible." Sirens will sound at 5 p.m. or W hour today to mark exactly 78 years since the Warsaw Uprising broke out on August 1, 1944. The bloody insurgency lasted 63 days before it was put down by the better-equipped and more numerous Nazi German forces. The heroic act of resistance saw the city of Warsaw razed to the ground and some 18,000 Polish fighters and 200,000 civilians killed. In commemoration of those who died fighting for a free Poland, the city of Gdańsk will host a ceremony today at 5 p.m. at Targ Rakowy, next to the obelisk commemorating the Polish underground state. While air raid sirens will be heard in most cities across Poland, they will not be used in Sopot and Poznan out of concern for the impact the sound will have on Ukrainian refugees who have fled the war. The Polish Wind Energy Association is launching a nationwide campaign today to highlight the importance of renewable energy sources in Poland. The campaign, Wind Energy Equals Energy of Freedom, will be advertised on billboards in the 10 largest cities in Poland throughout August. According to Janusz Gajowiecki, president of the Polish Wind Energy Association, wind energy not only reduces the domestic demand for the import of energy resources, but also reduces the cost of generating electricity, which is 3 or 3.5 times lower than fossil fuels. Wind energy is becoming an increasingly popular alternative in that it supports climate goals, provides new investment opportunities, and is, according to Gajowiecki, a necessity from the point of view of Poland's sovereignty and its national interest. For the first time in history, England has won a Women's European Football Championship after defeating Germany 2-1 last night in London. After a hard-fought, nail-biting match, the English Lionesses were finally able to defeat 8-time gold medalist Germany in extra time, thanks to a corner kick by Chloe Kelly in the 110th minute. Nearly 90,000 people watched the match at Wembley Stadium in London last night, a record-breaking number in the history of both women's and men's European championships.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny and warm, with very little chance of rain and a gentle breeze coming in from the northeast. Temperatures will peak around a high of 22 degrees centigrade, or 72 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 14 degrees centigrade, or 57 degrees Fahrenheit. Similar warm, sunny weather is expected for tomorrow, with hot weather and a chance for rain later in the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and those around you.